Welcome to the Road to Fueling Better podcast, hosted by registered dietitian Laura Kilkline
and dietitian in training Gina Santinello. We created this podcast to debunk diet culture myths, share evidence-based nutrition strategies, and empower you to live your fullest life without restriction.
We want to help you make informed nutrition decisions that fit your goals, whether it's optimizing your performance and recovery in the gym or simply learning how to live a healthier lifestyle.
We believe that the key to health and fitness success is to build a solid foundation of sustainable habits that support your goals. This not only includes behavior change, but more importantly, mindset change.
Together, we've helped hundreds of clients end the yo-yo dieting cycle, improve their relationship with food, hit endless PRs in the gym, and acquire the skills to optimally fuel their bodies, all while enjoying their favorite foods.
We hope that you enjoy this podcast.
If you want to learn more, follow us on Instagram at balance.fueling
and apex__nutrition. What's up, guys? Welcome back to our Road to Fueling Better podcast. This episode is going to be interesting as we have our second guest on the podcast. If you guys listened a few episodes ago, we had our first guest with Sydney, who is a Paralympic athlete, who discussed her nutrition journey. So this time it's a little bit different. We have a future dietitian on the episode. So this this episode is going to be a little bit more geared towards those who are into the field of nutrition and dietetics, as we're going to kind of be all discussing our experiences to the road to becoming an RD.
Yes, very exciting episode. So today we have Allie McGowan on the podcast as our second guest, and she is an RD-to-be or a future dietitian, just like Gina. And it's very exciting for me because Gina was one of my interns, and now she's about to start her last rotation, getting closer to the written exam. And now Allie is currently working with me for her concentration rotation. And it's been super fun having interns on board, just to be able to learn from each other. And Gina, we started the podcast together, and Allie and I have some fun stuff going on too. So excited to have you on board, Allie, and talk more about the good old fun road to become a dietitian, the very bumpy, stressful road. So welcome, Allie, and feel free to introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about you and kind of where you're at in your internship right now.
Yeah, thank you, Laura. So my name is Allie, as Laura mentioned, and I am currently a dietetic intern. We're going to definitely dive into that, but I'm currently in my concentration rotation with Laura. That's focused on private practice and entrepreneurship, as that's something I'm considering going into when I am licensed. But I earned my master's degree in May of 2021, and I started my dietetic internship in September this past fall. And I should be finished by late May, potentially early June of this year, with all of the supervised practice hours. And then I will sit for the RD exam probably 1 to 2 months after that. So I'm about halfway done with my dietetic internship.
That's exciting stuff.
I'm just like a couple months ahead. I think I must have started mine just a few months ahead of you. So I'm going to be finishing mine in like March. So like you say, it's always like, I'm going to study for that 1 to 2 months and then sit for the RD exam. So
yeah,
this is an exciting year for us. 2022.
It is. And I kind of feel in some ways, I feel like I'm in the thick of it. And then in other ways, the hard part is over. It's really just like finishing the job at this point. But yeah, it's very exciting.
It is exciting.
At the end of the summer, we'll have to have a big celebration. All three of us will be dietitians at that point.
Yeah. Oh,
seriously. Finally, right? I feel like this road is just such a long, hard, tedious, insane road. Mm-hmm. You know, I feel like people don't really like realize that? Like, I didn't know that going into it. When I, you know, got into the field of nutrition and dietetics, I had no idea what road I was even jumping on.
Yeah.
I don't regret it, but it's a lot.
And it's kind of one of those things where you can only know so much before you commit to the field. But then once you're in it and you're doing it, you realize, oh my gosh, like they do not make this easy. And they give you so many obstacles to kind of overcome. But all of that is to just prove your competency and to make sure that when you are a dietitian, you know, really know your stuff. So it's like a blessing and a curse, but
yes, the ultimate test, you know, during the internship, which, yeah, there's sort of all of these steps on the, again, the road to become a dietitian. So we kind of wanted to break that down because, I know when, you know, someone's considering going into the nutrition field, it can be kind of overwhelming to consider all of the options and like, do you go the dietitian route or do you just get a nutrition degree but not do the RD? And there's really so many different paths to get there. And that's what we'll be going through today. I guess it'd be fun to, before we talk about, I guess the difference between like what a registered dietitian means. I'm interested to hear everyone's sort of opinion on what inspired them to actually pursue a degree in nutrition or become a registered dietitian. Even if you didn't even know what an RD was, what made you, you know, say nutrition is the path for me? Allie, feel free to start.
Okay. I'll try to keep this brief, but I don't know. I can only keep it so brief because it's such a long path to get to the RD once you start, but like my path before even deciding I was going to go and do that was very long and I guess, you know, not without its twists and turns, but I originally went to school for marketing and I graduated in 2014. And it was kind of towards like my junior and senior year of college when I started to really get interested in nutrition. I watched the documentary Food Inc. and was so like grossed out by the meat processing industry. So naturally I did what probably a lot of people who watched that documentary did and became a vegetarian. I really didn't know what I was doing when I was a vegetarian. I just was not eating meat, but I wasn't necessarily eating better. But then I kind of tried a few different approaches and found what works for me and became really interested in the science behind nutrition. Once I kind of, you know, reaped the benefits of eating better. But I did work in the fields of communications and public relations for 4 years after I graduated undergrad. But at that time, like throughout working full time, I was still so interested in nutrition. And it was one of those things, I wasn't sure if it was just meant to be a hobby and like a passion project of mine, or if it was something that I was meant to go back to school and really like pursue as my career. So I actually completed an online certificate program at Tufts before I made the commitment to go back to school fully. And it was just 3 courses. It took 1 year. And I did that while I was working full time. And I knew before I started that it was either going to, no pun intended, but whet my appetite and kind of just like satisfy me in terms of nutrition and I'd be fulfilled with the 3 classes, or it was going to inspire me to like really go all in. And of course it inspired me to kind of go all in. I knew 3 classes wasn't enough and I knew I wanted to learn more, but I will be candid. I was very hesitant to actually pursue the RD route, not because of like the classes that were associated with it, But my knowledge of registered dietitians, and this may be true for even some people listening, was very much just kind of like following my plate or like, you know, the government guidelines on nutrition, which is not something that I wanted to do. I was really more passionate about like why certain foods are good for us and what they actually do in the body and, you know, what do different people need in terms of nutrition. So I decided to go back to school and get my master's in nutrition, but I really had to take a hard look at what that would mean if I just entered the field with just a master's. And after kind of sitting with that decision for a while, I realized that if I really wanted to like be an expert in this field and have, you know, more job opportunities in terms of like where I could work and who would be, you know, interested in hiring me, it just became more and more evident that I needed to also become a registered dietitian. So it wasn't something that I was like, I know I want to do nutrition. I know I want to be a registered dietitian. Boom, boom, boom. It was kind of like, I know I want to study nutrition. And then, okay, I know I want to study nutrition more. And I know I want to work in the field of nutrition. And in order to do that, then I need to become a dietitian. So I spoke to so many people before I like formally committed to school, all of whom were registered dietitians. And although they worked in so many different capacities in different areas of nutrition, they all said the same thing, which is, you know, once you are a registered dietitian, there are so many things that you can do as a career. And it's really what you make of it. I think some people like clinical settings and choose to work there. But I think if you have a specific interest in terms of nutrition, you can certainly make that happen. And that was really, really what inspired me. So I'm talking, I'm going off on a tangent, but I think—
No, I love it.
So I did a combined program where I did my master's, but then I also did the undergraduate coursework that you need to become a registered dietitian. And I think about my schooling now and I try and think about like what it would be like if I just got my master's versus how it actually was getting my master's plus the undergraduate coursework that's required to become a registered dietitian. And I am so thankful that I did both because I just have a much more, I don't know, a stronger base and just a wider perspective on nutrition, you know, having done the RD route as well. So I'm really thankful. Although it added a solid like year and a half to my journey, this is ultimately what I'll be doing for the rest of my life. So very happy with my decision, but.
Yeah, well worth the, you know, extra time and effort, you know, you put in the beginning to, like you said, be able to open up doors in the future.
Yeah.
So Gina, your experience, I feel like, is kind of similar in that you didn't necessarily start out pursuing nutrition right out the gate. Like Allie said, she started out in the marketing world. Tell us about your experience and kind of your how you got interested in pursuing nutrition.
Yeah, so I, like Allie, I graduated in 2014 too. So I'm kind of one of those like second career RDs who I went to school initially for psychology. I had no idea what I wanted to do because I just don't understand people who know what they want to do at like 18 years old, like power to you. But I was like, I don't know what I want to do. So I always knew, I was always interested, you know, in the healthcare field and like the medical field. I just didn't know what. So I was thinking maybe nursing, but I wasn't sure. So I was like, I'm going to just get this degree in psychology and then I'm going to go to keep going to school after. I figured that that was a pretty good foundational degree that I could kind of use in whatever field I decided to go into. The school I went to Salve in Newport, Rhode Island, and they did not have a nutrition program. So to be honest, I didn't even know that a registered dietitian was a career when I got into college. it wasn't a program offered by my school. So after I graduated with psychology, I kind of bounced around a little bit, thinking I wanted to do nursing. I was a CNA for a little while. I got that certification, figured out that nursing was not for
me. I cannot picture that at all.
Like, oh, this is nope, no.
But that's how you learn, you know, you say, okay, tried that. That's not it.
And it's kind of one of those things like that Allie was talking about. I got the CNA certification to kind of get my feet wet, to see if this field was for me, if I wanted to go on and pursue the education needed to be a nurse. So, you know, in that case, I was like, nope. And I'm glad that I did that, because that's a lot of time that I would have spent in school becoming a nurse, yeah, for something that I clearly wouldn't have liked. So then I thought about physical therapy. I worked in a private practice physical therapy office, and I liked it. It did get a little bit to me, like a little bit repetitive. You know, it was like, you're seeing the same thing every day, but I was like, this might be it. So I went back actually to school at URI to take prereqs for physical therapy, because there were a few that I needed to take to apply to a physical therapy program. And while I was at URI, I took a nutrition class and was like, wow, this is pretty fascinating. So I figured, I went into it with the plan of, I'm gonna declare a nutrition major, and while I'm taking these prereqs for physical therapy, I'm just going to get another degree in nutrition that then, you know, I can just have under my belt. Not too long into that nutrition degree, I was like, no to physical therapy. I dropped that. And I learned about the field of, you know, becoming a dietitian and what a registered dietitian was. So like I said, I didn't really know that it really existed before. So it kind of opened my eyes to this whole new career that kind of fit exactly what I was looking for. You know, it was still in the healthcare field, kind of like medically related, like had all of what I was looking for. But yeah, like I just fell in love with it. I was like, nutrition's it. I mean, you guys know, it's once you're in it, you're like, this is it. Like, you look forward, yeah, to classes, you look forward to learning everything. And I feel like that was a big sign, like I'm doing the right thing because I'm genuinely enjoying these classes. So I jumped on board with that. Again, not really knowing the road that I had ahead of me with, like Allie said, the additional years that were added to this course. But I just kind of like never looked back. It was one of those things that was just like under my nose, and I found it and I was like, I'm rolling with it. So
it was like, you got closer and closer, you know, it was like, okay, psych. Okay. Nursing. No. Okay. PT. No. And then every step led to the next, and you finally, you know, found it.
Exactly.
And it kind of fell into place.
Yeah.
And, you know, like all of those areas play into nutrition so much too. I think people don't realize, but like a psych degree, like
huge.
I don't know. They, yeah, should make a requirement.
I know.
For dietitians.
I know. And now, like looking back on it, I'm like, these are the two most perfect degrees to have in this field. Mm-hmm. Because as we know, as you know, we always say, it's like food behaviors are so psychological that, mm-hmm, you really need to know what's going on at a deeper level to help people, you know, initiate change and improve their overall health and get to where they want to be. And, you know, that's part of the whole process of becoming a dietitian, is learning how to get to that level with people. So, you know, I think that that's kind of what a lot of these certifications and like nutrition coaches and meal plan coach people, that they don't get to that level. They're just not educated at that level.
They're scratching the surface. You know, the content in those programs may or may not be good. If it's good, that's great, but it's only so much. And like, I think the point is, we've all been through so many years of education, but that's for good reason. Because now we're all, you know, well-rounded, and you really do need that to have that RD credential.
Yeah.
So
opposite of Allie. So I started my dietetic internship, and I'm going to be finishing my master's after. So that's another route that, like, there's so many different routes to becoming an RD, and we all have different routes. So like Allie, you said you got your master's and then went to the internship. I attended the internship and then started my master's. So, you know, it's just interesting to look at all the different, and Laura, you did a combined program, right?
Yeah. Yep. Combined program.
Internship and master's program combined. So we all have three different routes right there, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, it is. And, totally agree about the psych, you know, the psychological component. I did a psych minor because I just love psych, but kind of was like, okay, this is only going to help me in terms of what I'm going to be doing, working with patients or clients or whoever, but I just knew it would be helpful. And Allie, I know your master's was like nutrition and behavior change, right? So definitely some psych woven in that, it sounds like.
A lot of psych, a lot of behavior change, which is actually the reason that I chose the master's program. So like, I had my eyes set on that master's program first, before I even like, again, decided to become the RD, because I just feel like that also was kind of why I had this perception of the field, in that like dietitians certainly know a lot about nutrition, but then it's the behavior change component that I feel like was lacking, and the communication component. Like, we all know how interesting nutrition is, and how exciting it is, but I think sometimes all of that gets lost when it's relayed in like this kind of like cut and dry, almost prescriptive way. And I feel like more recently, people are more turned on to the idea of nutrition. It's more exciting. But like 5 or 6 years ago, it felt, I don't know. And this is just like my personal take. It just felt a little, I don't want to say bland, but like not exciting. Like my experience, you know, learning about nutrition before I started school, but
yeah, you
know, the behavior change is huge.
Definitely. No, I think that's so true. And I honestly think, you know, social media has its pros, it has its cons, as we know, in terms of misinformation out there, but having it be this sort of way that we can communicate nutrition education and make it fun and make it engaging, I think that's one way. And just people becoming more health conscious as well. So it's a very exciting time to be in the field, and I think, you know, room for growth in the future. It's great to hear about your experiences, just in that all of us, again, have sort of that different path. I started out, I guess, with the most traditional route, although what is traditional route to RD anymore? It's everyone's story is a little bit different. So I just feel like that's the way it goes, and that keeps it interesting. But I was, you know, toying with a bunch of different fields. I really liked psych, thought about biology. I thought about becoming an osteopathic doctor, a psychologist, all of these things. And I had to do a senior project in high school. And actually it was my mom who was like, what about nutrition? Like, oh, cause I also was like, oh, what about like PT or like exercise science? And she's like, you know, nutrition is kind of foundational to all of those things. Like, what if you just worked with a dietitian for your senior project and like, see what you think? I wanted to learn how to break dance and do the moonwalk, but I was convinced to work the dietitian instead, which is good because I am not a good dancer. And I liked it enough to say, yeah, I'm going to just go for it. I can always switch my major. Like I wasn't like 100% like, yeah, this is definitely it, but I liked it enough to go for it. And then Gina, like you were saying, like, I really did enjoy my classes and had a great experience. And like, at no point did I say, ooh, this isn't for me. You know, I was in it at that point. Yeah. And then after undergrad, I graduated undergrad in 2014 as well. And then got matched to the URI MSDI program. So it was basically a combined internship and master's program in 2 years. Also had a thesis in there. So did a research project. But yeah, just goes to show that there is no right or wrong way to become an RD. And all of us have kind of our own strengths from our own experiences, you know, whether it be a different degree or, you know, research experience, whatever it is, like we all are more well-rounded for it. So, and I think once we go into the nutrition field, then we sort of recognize that the RD is like the cream of the crop. Like, and I think RDs are typically perfectionists, high performers, achievers. We don't want to be mediocre. We want to be the best. And, you know, to be considered a nutrition expert, to work in any kind of healthcare facility, or to get reimbursed through health insurance for medical nutrition therapy, you need that RD credential. So coming back to what we said in the beginning about it opening up just more opportunities for you, I think all of us probably learned that at some point, you know, in our classes, and recognized, you know, that's the way I want to go. I want that ultimate, you know, end goal of that RD credential at the end of my name. If I'm busting my butt this hard, I'm going for it. At least that's what I said to myself.
Yeah. And it's, I mean, registered dietitians are the nutrition experts. So, yes. I mean, we go to school for nutrition. It's almost like you would be discredited if you, like, I still went through all the education. I just didn't become an RD. Like, you're not going to be trusted the same way as if you just went for the RD. So it's almost like, why bother going to school and just getting the degree in nutrition when that's not going to give you the credibility that you really need, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And so important in this day and age where, like I said, with social media, it's great for a lot of reasons, but it's also the bane of our existence in some reasons, because there is so much misinformation about nutrition out there from folks who are not registered dietitians, who maybe they have a nutrition degree. Most of them, you know, don't even have that. And that's a huge problem.
And I think it just gets so confusing because there are so many terms for if you are interested in nutrition or you coach in nutrition that are not registered dietitian. Like we have nutrition therapy practitioners, like holistic nutritionists, nutrition coaches. I don't know. I can't think of many of them.
It can be anything. It's like made up. It doesn't mean anything, you know?
Yeah. You don't need any credentials for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Like I could create a program for people that just like nutrition and say, okay, 12 weeks, I'm going to teach you X, Y, and Z about nutrition. And you're going to get this piece of paper and you're a nutrition expert extraordinaire and I'll stamp it with my homemade stamp. Okay. But like, it means nothing, you know, there is no sort of regulation or credential that like is meaningful behind it. So I guess the soapbox we're getting on that any dietitian will get on is that RD or RDN, registered dietitian, nutritionist, they're interchangeable. That is the gold standard. And if you want, you know, valuable nutrition advice, that is, you know, who you want to be working with. And hence why we all, you know, recognize that on our path and said, we're going for it.
Yeah. And I think like the reason why every dietitian is so passionate about explaining this difference is because of all of the work that does go behind it. And we haven't touched on this too much, but basically in order to become a registered dietitian, you need to have an undergraduate degree in nutrition or an equivalent degree. What I did was called the didactic program in dietetics. So it was basically just all of the undergraduate courses that you would get in a degree in nutrition without any of the general education requirements because I already had an undergrad degree in marketing. So you need that. And then by, if you are entering the field in or after 2024, you need a master's degree. And then in order to be actually become a dietitian, you need to complete the dietetic internship, which is what Gina and I are doing right now, which is a 1200 hour unpaid supervised practice in which you are basically working as a dietitian, but you're just not licensed yet. And then that makes you eligible to sit for the RD exam. So it's definitely not short. It's definitely not easy, but I think the reason why every dietitian is like proud of their title is because you're not getting paid throughout the dietetic internship. And many people are like me or Gina, in terms of it's your second career. I'm an adult, and to kind of go through that sacrifice, it's frustrating when someone who didn't do all of that just says that they're a nutrition expert. So I just feel like some people might not quite understand why like the distinction is so important, but when you're in it and when you're doing the work and you go on Instagram and, you know, an influencer who's a nutrition expert is literally stating incorrect information and you're like in the thick of your master's degree or your dietetic internship, it's just like, people need to know the difference.
Very frustrating.
Yeah. And just to add to that, not only is it an unpaid dietetic internship, like we are paying them like 10 grand. Yeah. It's not just like a, you know, just a little internship. Like we pay a lot of money to work for free for 1200 hours. And, but in that 1200 hours, we are learning a lot, getting a lot of experience that we really need in order to be a dietitian, but it's very hard work. It's like you said, you can't really have a full-time job when you're in the internship. You're kind of, if this is a second degree for you, you're kind of putting your life on hold, while you complete this internship. You know, it's a sacrifice. So we really do put like our blood, sweat, and tears into this career and the path that it takes to get there. So, when we like you guys just said, when we're seeing these people that with no credentials giving this nutrition advice, it infuriates us because.
And rightly so. Yeah.
Rightly so. Because the amount that you have to go through to get there is just for someone else to just take that and just spew out information. It's frustrating. Yeah. So when you're looking for nutrition advice, go to an RD. We've been through it all. We've been through years and years and years and years
of training. Yeah.
And experience. Training and education, experience, everything.
And I don't think I'm sure it happens in other fields, but I think it's probably like nutrition is one of the worst offenders where there is all these imposters. Like imagine people saying that they're a medical doctoral specialist, like in practicing as a doctor or a dentist or any other like healthcare profession. It's like, wait, what? Like that is awful. And you know, that's, I think just one of the frustrating things about working in the field is seeing that, but that gives us the inspiration to keep fighting the good fight and doing what we do and, you know, combating all of that misinformation. It's a grueling process. And like you said, the internship is long. Usually it's about like 9 months. You pay for it. At least most of them you pay for, and you are not getting paid. And the match rate nationally is about 50%, I believe. At least it was when I was going through it. I'm not sure if that's changed, but it was about 50% nationally.
I think it's
I think it still is. And that was also just like one thing I really didn't realize. I knew like, okay, registered dietitian, dietetic internship. Like I kind of just was like, I don't have to worry about that right now. I just have to worry about like school. But I really didn't realize that just because you apply to a dietetic internship does not necessarily mean that you match. And a lot of people don't match. And there's only two opportunities to apply throughout the year. So if you don't match, ultimately you don't have the opportunity to reapply for about 6 months. And I know a lot of successful dietitians who did not match on their first try. So I think there's a lot of perseverance in this field too.
Yeah.
Which, you know, I admire, but not something that people talk about often in terms of, like, you know, the dietetic internship, but it's not just about doing it. It's about actually, like, landing an internship that wants to take you. So in every internship is, you know, the requirements might be the same generally in terms of you have to do a community of food service management and a clinical rotation, but each internship does look a little different. So, there's a lot to know, but.
And we've talked about it in past episodes, the whole matching process, that it's not like you get into multiple programs and then you can choose. You get matched to one program or none. So
yeah,
that's even, you know, a whole nother level of added stress that.
It's like, how do we set these people up and give them the most possible stress? Like, okay, you only get matched to one program. Okay, no, you don't get paid. You actually have to pay. Are we on a reality show? Like, what is happening?
And you're in the field that anybody can just give advice and discredit you. Like, it's, everything is just, we're working hard. We can say that. It's hard work, but it's worth it. You know, when you're in it, we're all so in it. It's worth it every step of the way.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Definitely. So yeah, Ali kind of mentioned that every internship is a little bit different. They all have like sort of the same core requirements, but I guess the cool part is there's usually a concentration you can do, or there's room for elective hours. So you can start to get more experience in areas of nutrition that you can get into, which, I mean, let's just talk about that for a second in terms of, again, another reason why the RD is so great. You can just go in so many directions. So there's clinical in a hospital, in a nursing home, food service management, again, in healthcare facilities, or even just beyond that, management. There's private practice, outpatient counseling, there's education, you know, you can become a professor, you could do research, you can work for a company as like into food science. You can start your own business. I'm probably forgetting a bunch, but there is so much you can do with it, which makes it really, really fun because you're not pigeonholed into sort of one, you know, okay, you're an RD, you're a clinical dietitian, and that's really the only option. So it just makes it really, really cool. And again, we've all kind of had different experiences with our internship in terms of like what we've focused on or like started to kind of specialize in. So my internship was, again, combined with master's. And so it actually was considered a research concentration because I had a thesis and did a research project and ended up, you know, getting a paper, written and published, which was cool. So did get some research experience. And then was able to do a couple other elective things. Private practice was really not on my radar at that point, but you guys are even more ahead of the game. So Gina, what was your, or what is your internship? I know they gave you like a little bit of leeway in terms of like a concentration, right?
Yeah, there's three concentrations that you can choose from in the internship. Okay. And I chose sports nutrition and entrepreneurship because I knew that sports nutrition is my area of interest. So that's kind of actually what drew me to this internship is that they offered a sports nutrition concentration. So,
that's perfect.
240 hours, which was fun that it was a little bit longer than the other rotations. Yeah, it was my favorite rotation, and it's definitely the field I'm going to go into once I finish my internship.
That's awesome. And Ali, tell us about your concentration for your rotation, which you're currently in as we speak.
Yeah. I am doing my concentration with Laura, and it's focused on private practice and kind of just owning a nutrition business. This is essentially, you're able to kind of craft your own concentration rotation with my internship. Sports nutrition is also an option, as is medical nutrition therapy, weight loss, many others. But I just feel like it is very interesting to me that there is no rotation kind of built into the dietetic internship that's focused on private practice. And I know that the internship hasn't changed much probably since the first like cohort started years ago. But it is interesting that clinical community and food service management are the main rotations, because I feel like private practice and just owning your own nutrition business is an area that's growing. I just really wanted to kind of get a behind the scenes look at what it is like to own your own nutrition business. And also just seeing the counseling side of, you know, private practice versus in a clinical setting, as part of your clinical rotation, you are doing that, you know, counseling, but it's different in that you're seeing people who are sick, or, you know, you might only interact with them one time and there's no follow-up. So, and that's really just like where the behavior change component kind of, I feel like, comes into play with a private practice client. Oh, yeah. To, you know, get a better sense of what does their life look like? What do they do for work? What is their home situation? Because all of these factors ultimately do play into their nutrition and how successful they're going to be with the recommendations that you make. So I just really wanted to get like a really good look at that. And I've been with Laura for 3 weeks and I've learned so much already. So definitely made the right choice in terms of kind of just, you know, making my own concentration. I would totally recommend, if there's a future dietetic intern or someone interested in this field, like if you're able to craft your own rotation, the internship is, you know, so much of it you can't control, but I would just say like take advantage of that opportunity to explore a part of nutrition that you're interested in, because it's what you make it.
Yeah. It's the way I think of the internship. And of course this is like when you're in school and undergrad. Yeah. But the internship is so much more like, it is that experiential learning. You're in the field. You're just like a sponge, just absorbing information, absorbing your experiences, trying to experience as much as you can. So you can, you know, either cross something off and say, all right, I don't like food service so much. Okay. Clinical was, you know, okay. Or I loved it. Like you're just getting closer and closer to where you want to be. And just like soaking it all in. So it's a lot, but you're so right in terms of, you know, just taking advantage and making the most of that experience. Would you guys say that, I guess like a random question I was thinking of just in kind of planning for this episode was, is there anything about the internship so far that has been like unexpected, either in a good way or a bad way? Or is it kind of what you hoped and expected?
For me, I think, so for my food service management rotation, I didn't work with a dietitian that entire time, which I understand is more of a management role, and I worked at Bryant University in the dining services office there. I enjoyed my time, but in terms of like nutrition, I kind of feel like I had to take the lead on certain things. I wasn't working with a dietitian or kind of learning about nutrition from anyone there specifically. It was kind of, you know, me essentially taking the lead on certain things. They do have a campus RD, and I was able to connect with her and do some hours with her, but those actually fell under my community rotation instead. So I think, you know, in that rotation, you are applying certain concepts that you learn in school about like food safety, sanitation, like critical control points in terms of like time and temperature.
Not the sexy stuff.
Not the sexy stuff. But ultimately, like the stuff that does kind of prevent like foodborne illness, definitely important if you are running a dining hall. But I was lucky because at Bryant, they do have a lot of students with food allergies. Not that that is a good thing, but for me, it allowed me to kind of like take the lead on where there needs to be labels within this dining hall, or like, how can you provide more options to students with life-threatening allergies? So in that aspect, it was, you know, there were some opportunities there. I don't think that that's like an area that I would love to go into. But yeah, that was interesting. And I am enjoying clinical more than I thought that I would. I enjoy the pace of it. I think, you know, it's a really, really, really good opportunity to kind of solidify the concepts that you learn about different disease states and, you know, dietary protocols to kind of, you know, improve outcomes in that regard. And it's just like good practice in terms of interacting with strangers. So
100%. Yeah.
Yeah. But that's been my experience so far.
Yeah. How about you, Gina?
Like you said, my clinical rotation was a little bit different. My internship offered a simulated clinical. They started that because of COVID. So they still offered it. It's just a little bit more difficult to find like preceptors that in hospitals right now, especially given being in Rhode Island, the smallest state where there's like 4 hospitals. So I enjoyed clinical a little bit more than I thought. I had literally negative interest in going into it before starting. But I mean, like you said, it is so interesting learning about nutrition for different disease states and you know, learning about nutrition in a different aspect of what I'm used to. You know, sports nutrition is something that I focused on for, you know, pretty much my whole interest in nutrition. It's so different than clinical nutrition. So it was kind of cool to expand my knowledge a little bit into that field of nutrition, something that I was a little bit less familiar with. And I considered for like 5 minutes, maybe getting a clinical job, like a per diem on the side type thing. But I don't know. I mean, I say I considered it very shortly, but part of me thinks it would be kind of interesting to, you know, maybe work per diem just to kind of get in there and remain familiar with different, you know, like nutritional approaches when it comes to the clinical setting, because I do think that it is very important in overall nutrition, to kind of know these things. So
yeah,
part of me thinks that, you know, maybe I'll do that for a little while, but I'm still not sure. I still have to kind of think on it, but you know, the whole point of this is that clinical interests me a lot more than I thought it would.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah. I totally agree. And it's like, we say nutrition, but I don't think people realize that when you go to school and you learn about nutrition, you learn so much about the human body before you even dive into nutrition at all. Yep. And I think like working in clinical, it was really good in terms of brushing up on physiology information. And kind of, it just gives you an appreciation for the body. And if this part of the body is not functioning correctly, then like X, Y, and Z are going to happen, but you won't know to look for X, Y, and Z if you don't have that knowledge. Which again is why I'm happy that I did the undergrad coursework to become an RD again, because it just like, it gives you a more holistic view of everything. So, but yeah, I totally agree in that clinical. I'm like, oh wow, I really had, honestly, I had no expectations, and I've been pleasantly surprised. But
that's awesome. And the beauty of it is, once you guys are dietitians, it's up to you to decide. Get a full-time clinical, get a part-time, get a per diem. If you don't want to, you don't have to, you know, that's the beauty of it. And,
you go right into clinical after?
Yeah, I was lucky to, so I did my clinical rotation at Kent Hospital in Warwick, and it was like I was studying for the exam and a part-time position got posted, you know, online. And I was like, oh, this is great. Like, it's a great entry-level position. I already know the facility and know the team there. So I applied and actually got the job before I took the exam, but I couldn't start until I passed. So there was some added pressure when I was taking the exam of like, well, I better not fail this because then I have to call that hiring manager and be like, can I, you know, can you wait until I take this again? But luckily I passed and started out in the clinical space because I did like clinical, you know, during my rotation and did that part-time, flexed a little bit closer to full-time in some, you know, time periods for the first 3 years as a dietitian. That's what I did. And kind of like Allie was saying, it just gives you this kind of appreciation for the human body and nutrition and health. And I really didn't see myself in private practice when I became a dietitian or in my internship. I didn't really know until with clinical. I guess I wanted to work with people more closely on a more longer term basis and talk to them when they feel good. And it was kind of like I would see somebody who you know, had a bunch of heart issues or something like that. I had the cardiac floors quite a bit. So heart health is something I'm still very much interested in, but I would have these moments of like, oh, if only I could have seen this person and, you know, met them 10, 20 years ago and coached them in the outpatient setting and made a difference. Maybe they wouldn't be here in the hospital right now. And I just had like moment after moment like that. And that's what made me start thinking about private practice. And it's so funny, actually, when I look back at my personal statement from the internship application process, I talk all about exercise and healthy habits. I talk about prevention and like, you know, keeping people healthy and out of the hospital. And I like look and I like came back to that years later and I was like, wow, I like knew before I even knew. But I just had to kind of go through the experience to get back to that point. And so, yeah, that's what, you know, led me to kind of branch out and start my own business, which started as a side gig. And, you know, I just loved every minute of it as I did that. And now here I am as a full-time private practice business owner. And now I am able to offer the internship experience to future dietitians like you guys to get that experience, you know, during your internship, which I didn't really have. So I guess to kind of wrap things up, I'm curious, you know, for both of you guys where, and it's very, very early, you don't have to decide, but, you know, just kind of future career goals, like, you know, picture you're a dietitian, you passed the exam, you've celebrated with multiple tequila shots as you should. Where do you kind of see yourself, you know, working in the field as a dietitian once you're there? Gina, I'll start with you because you'll be first in the spring.
Oh, so soon. Yeah. So like you, I mean, I started my business before I became a dietitian just to kind of, you know, like get my feet wet in it and just kind of get it started. So right now it's kind of like my side gig. I definitely have plans to continue to expand that, especially once I'm done with the internship and done with studying and I have a lot more free time. But I also, I could see myself working for a professional or a collegiate sports team and kind of having my business still on the side. Like I said, sports nutrition is just, there's no question that is my jam. So, I think that, you know, being the dietitian for a sports team would be like an ultimate goal. And then continuing to, you know, like when I started my business, I was kind of like all over the place. Whereas as something that we talked about, Laura, when I was your intern, kind of finding your niche and, you know, like having a more specific target audience. So, you know, kind of dialing in my business, Apex Nutrition, more towards the athletic population. And yeah, that's what I kind of plan to continue to do.
I love it. If you could pick any sports team to be the dietitian of, what would you pick?
So when I was in my sports nutrition rotation, I worked with hockey players
and nice.
I kind of loved it. Like hockey's a pretty badass sport.
I'm a hockey chick, right? So I can get behind it.
I mean, I'm, you know, like as much as I love sports and, you know, I'm super active and whatever, I've never really been a sports fan. Like I've never been one to be like, I need to watch the game at this time. But so I don't really know like what team, but I think that a professional or even a collegiate hockey team would be pretty cool.
I love that. That's awesome. How about you, Allie?
I also definitely see myself owning my own business. Similar to you, Gina, like probably starting off on the side at first. And then, you know, Laura and I have been doing a lot of research in terms of like blogging and digital businesses. So I definitely see that being part of what I will be doing. But I also would love to just get more experience working in the field. And I definitely have some interests that I want to explore. I'm really interested in the gut, performance nutrition, intuitive eating, those kinds of concepts. So I could see myself working like in an outpatient setting, just because there's more counseling in that area. But yeah, I don't quite know yet. So definitely want to dive into those areas a little bit more and also find my niche. But yeah, I don't think there's a question about whether or not I will kind of just start my own business, my side hustle, if you will. But yeah, I'm excited. So
exciting stuff. And I think the exciting part is like, yeah, you guys are finishing this like hardcore chunk of time where you're learning and you're in it. But once you're a dietitian too, you're just kind of like always evolving. And there's, again, so many different things you can do, or I'm going to get this certification, or I'm going to, you know, go this direction or switch things up or not. And that's the fun part, is like, you can really make it your own. And it's a really fun field to be in. And I'm just lucky to have very awesome two interns that I've had. So anyone who works with me in the future has big shoes to fill. But yeah, it was so fun to just kind of talk about the road to becoming an RD. Any last thoughts from you guys? Am I forgetting any important points?
No, I will just say that when I decided to go back to school, I really thought I was going to be the only person who like didn't go to undergrad for this, like specifically in my master's program. And I would say there are probably 50 to maybe even 60% of the people in my master's program did not go to undergrad for nutrition. So if you're interested in the field, I would just say it's really never too late, and don't get discouraged by the fact if this was not what you set out for initially, because great the point. World is for dietitians, that's for sure.
And it's worth it.
Mm-hmm.
Worth every step to get there. So yeah,
definitely. So
let's wrap it up. And I think that this was a really cool episode, especially for those interested in the field of dietetics. So if there are any questions that we did not address in this episode that you have for us, just let us know, slide in our DMs. Allie, why don't you drop your Instagram handle so people can find you?
Yeah, my Instagram is Sprout Out Loud. It's just one word. And I'm trying to post there more often. So definitely getting used to the Reels feature. So yeah, hopefully more videos and whatnot coming out there soon. But
that's awesome. Out. Give Allie a follow. Give all the RDs a follow. Unfollow the non-RDs for nutrition advice.
Absolutely. And Gina, you've got a new Instagram too.
I do.
Your Instagram name.
Yes. It's G_thesportsRD to be.
I love it.
That in the description. And yeah, I'm excited to hear what you guys have to think about this episode. So let us know if you have any other questions. And if not, we will be back next time.
Woo!